What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Yes, it is another episode of What is TWS Podcast. Oh, man, I guess we've been running with the episode, whatever, who's counting. But this is a big one. This is episode 40, midlife crisis type time. You know? we made it a long way, man. Like,
definitely. I'm excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, I thought we fell off for a second, but I fucked up the iTunes feed. So we wasn't getting our plays, and then as soon as I turned that back on, the people were still with us. So thank you to everyone who's rocked with us for 39, this being the 40th episode. Thank you to all the other podcasters who've shown us support and retweeted. I love that there's like this podcasting community, and it's not like a competition. It's more of, you know, you do something dope, I do something dope. Let's all win. Like, we all win. I even seen that hashtag out there. We all win. So shout out to everybody.
Win, no matter what.
This has been a quite a rewarding experience. Just the people that I've met, the things we've been able to do so far. So 40 episode. Gotta turn the knife wonder down. Man, as always, I am J.Dow Flan.
And this is Rich Nerd.
And this is the White Pants Society. What is TWS podcast? Man, awkward silence. I don't know. I guess I'll get it. Yeah, I'm sipping some Simply Limeade. I prefer limeade to lemonade. I don't know what it is. I think limes have a different flavor to them that I prefer. So I'm rocking with the Simply Limeade. Sipping it out of my White Pants Society mug, which is for sale in the store right now.
What is TWS Goods? Go check it out, baby.
whatistws.com/goods. You can get your own White Pants Society mug and sip your drink the same way I do. I don't know why you would want to, but fuck it, you can. Man, all right. So I really got to get some evil out this week because I feel like I did some evil, and I need to confess it. And
it's going to be a good one.
I need to confess it and just get it off my chest. So you know I work in IT. I'm saying this to everybody. Rich, you obviously know I work in IT.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give people some tips on working with your IT guy. Like, 9 times out of 10, we are busy. Depending on, you know, the company, we have, you know, other projects other than like replacing your mouse or you know, fixing your software or something. Like, mm-hmm. I have other things I do. So this lady asked for my help, and she asked for my help like 2 or 3 times, you know, and I come over to her desk and I'm working with her. She's having this issue with these PDFs. She either can't open the PDF or every time she opens it, something crashes or whatever. And, like, I go over there and I'm working on it, and I get it to like halfway work, and she'll be like, "Okay, this ought to do," and like, "Hey, you know, like, I know in my heart, I know like it's not fixed, but if you're telling me you're satisfied with that, I'm good. If you're good, I'm good. Like that, you just giving me the green light to walk away." So that happened like 3 or 4 times. I come over there, I like halfway fix it. She'd be like, "Okay, this ought to work." I'm like, "Okay, bet." And I'm gone. And I leave. And she come back and get me like, you know, half an hour later. I go back over there, same thing. This happened like 3 or 4 times. And then I see her like the next day, and she's like, "When you get a chance, can you stop by and take a look at it one more time?" I'm like, "Sure." Now, operative word being, or operative phrase being, "when you get a chance."
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to say that to your local IT guy, because when you get a chance could never. I'll never get a chance. Like, if you got me, if you caught me in the hallway and you got me, you might want to take advantage of that time and get me to do whatever you need, right then and there. You say whenever you get a chance.
Once you open up that window, it's over.
You give me a window to walk away, I am gone. I'm back to something else. On to the next one. So, you know, a day or two goes by, and her boss comes by and asks me if I could remove somebody from a group. Turns out they're asking me to remove her from a group. Another day goes by, and the lady gets fired. So it turns out these PDFs that she was trying to access were like, I don't know, important some, or something.
Some vital documentation.
Vital documentation. So to me, like, that's kind of on you. Like, if it's, you have to make me understand how important it is. It's not important to me. I didn't need to open no PDF. And I came over there and tried to help you, and you was like, that's good. So I left. And then you gave me the when you get a chance, which is not giving me any sense of urgency to get back to you.
That's crazy.
But I feel like I got the lady fired. I feel like I didn't give her 100%. I didn't give her my real focus. You know, I knew that the job wasn't 100% done, even though she was happy with it or pretended to be happy with it. And now she's out of a job.
Man.
I feel a certain kind of way. So I apologize, lady. I hope you find better custom service wherever you land.
It's like... So, I was listening to the radio the other day, and they had a segment up there about blocking people's blessings. It is like, you just blocked her. Did you just block her blessing, or did you just
I enabled her.
Slowly nudge her out the door and into
her
the
next
doorway of
opportunity.
Another?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I did a service. Because she obviously didn't value what it is she had to do, because she didn't impart that value on me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do feel like an asshole. That's why I need to get out. Please, people, support the podcast so I don't have to do IT no more. And I don't have to fuck up nobody else's life. Like, I don't want to. But if you say when I get a chance, I've been trying to catch up with The Walking Dead for like
for real
3-4 months. And I keep saying I'm going to watch these episodes when I get a chance. It ain't happened. So you can't throw the when
Sorry,
I get a chance.
I really need to catch up on The Walking Dead too, because I'm missing a whole lot.
I'm way back there. So don't nobody tell me about The Walking Dead. Don't nobody tell me. All right, Rich. All right. That's all I had to talk about. What you got? All
right. So this has been on my mind because this is one of those things. I think you and I spoke about this briefly the other day at work. So I just wanted to bring it up again. I feel like literally like people are going too hard for Get Out. Like, I feel like people are treating Get Out like it's the new black. You know, I'm seeing people online talking about Get Out is the best movie of 2017. No, the fuck is not. You know, and I feel like it's a stigma around it that's like, oh, if you haven't seen Get Out, or if you don't immediately love Get Out, then we're revoking your black card. Yeah. I'm not saying that it can't be a good movie. I'm not saying that it can't be a great movie. I'm not saying that people should refrain from seeing it. I'm simply saying I feel like people are saying it because they feel like they have to say it. You know what I mean? You're not cool unless you've posted on your status that you've seen Get Out. And I just looked through my timeline really quick, and a bunch of people just posted, just saw Get Out. Nothing with it, no critique, no nothing, except raise your hand, I want to be cool too, I just saw Get Out. Yeah. That is all.
I mean, that's the world we live in right now, where you got to be one of the flock. But yeah, I mean, I saw Get Out. Raise my hand. Mm-hmm. I saw Get Out, and it was a good movie. It was a legit good movie. And then with some of the articles that even you sent me that I've read that kind of reveal some of the things I didn't even get watching it the first time, I see the like the genius in Jordan Peele.
Yeah, it's definitely genius.
And what he did. I won't say attempted to do, but what he did. But yeah, am I ready to like crown it this masterpiece, this like greatest movie of all time kind of? That it was a good movie. I'm not saying it's better than Logan. Like, you know, I watched them in the same day. And yeah, it's a toss-up. Logan was a great film for what it was. And Get Out was I'm going to say Logan is better. Because I think for the genre that Logan is in, it's the greatest of that genre I've ever seen.
Yeah,
Get Out was a very good movie in its genre. I won't say it's the greatest suspense thriller I've ever seen. But Logan, to me, is clearly the greatest comic book superhero movie
I've ever seen. It was on point. It was on point. It's no taking away from what that movie was. And see, and I feel like that's not necessarily what Get Out was. I don't feel like it was. I feel like it's doing good and it deserves to do great. You know, Peele deserves all of the accolades that he's getting for this. I don't feel it's an instant greatest movie ever. You know, I just don't see that. I don't see that. And the people blindly flocking to it, and not even that they blindly flocking to it, just the commentary about it is what's killing me. It's like the Get Out is the new Black. You know, you like it for the sake of buying it. The Get Out is absolutely a staple in your life right now.
Yeah. It's a great movie. I enjoy the movie. I encourage people to go see it. I think you'll be entertained. I'm not encouraging you to go see it because it's a Black movie. And
that's my thing. Go see it because it's entertaining, because it's a good movie, because it's going to open up your mind's eye.
Yeah.
And stop seeing it because, you know, you feel like I'm Black, so whatever.
Yeah, it was definitely a good movie. And I think he brought up the topic of race in a unique, you know, sort of way, and exposed. Like, I think we talked about it before, and I said, like, what I liked about it is that it did racism. It showed racism in like one of its most common forms that we don't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That really subtle, you know, what sport do you play? You know, talk about rap music around you. You know, that really subtle sort of, you know, not discriminatory, but clearly making judgments on you, you know, based on race. And I remember working at the White House and working at the White House and having a guy there that every time I saw him was like, "What's up, player? What's going on, pimp?" You know, would have his Jay-Z CD on his desk, you know, showing it off to me or whatever. And I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, but it just insulted me. Like, why do you assume I'm a huge Jay-Z fan? We never talked about music. I ain't ever come in here talking about what's happening, pimp, with you. Like, so why would you automatically assume you could talk to me like that?
So somebody just texts me, right? So I have it set up when I get my messages. They pop up on my Mac just because it's easier to type back.
It is.
So anyway.
Fanboy.
Yeah, so anyway, so I just got a message. My homeboy was, it's one of the things that follow me from Brooklyn.
I got you.
Friend of mine, an associate, and now neighbor, somebody I'm cool with, asks about going to the movies.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that his wife had wanted to see Kong. And I said, "Oh, you know, Renee and I saw Kong. It was a good movie." So he just hits me back and he's like, "Hey, have you seen Get Out yet?" So, you know, I said, it's because I'm Black. I had to go see Get Out, all the movies. You ain't asked me if I saw Logan.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't asked me if I saw Beauty and the Beast or anything else that's out. Have you seen Get Out?
Well, why did I go see Get Out? Because I'm Black. That's exactly why I went to go see Get Out. But yeah, I wanted to see. I just knew what it was about, and I wanted to see how he was going to pull it off. And I like to be in theaters where white folks get uncomfortable. It makes me smile.
But I just had to mention that, because like I said, I've been seeing that rhetoric all over the place. So I was like, whatever. That brings me into our first topic, though, because speaking of Get Out, Mr. Sam Jackson did a...
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Sam Jackson did an interview, and he happened to speak on Get Out.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, "I wonder what the movie would have been had an American actor, you know,
who actually
dealt with that, played that role."
Yeah.
You know, and I don't find anything against that. You know what I mean? I started thinking about it, and I started to formulate this in my mind, and it's like, you and I mentioned this too. I think we talk about a lot of shit at work, but it was like, you know, so it begged the question, why do we have to import Black actors for roles like this one? You know what I mean? David Oyelowo, who played MLK and Selma.
Yeah.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I'm letting you take all of this.
From 12 Years a Slave. I don't think Idris counts. Idris played Mandela.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? So we have all of these imports playing all of these roles. What about, you know, actors, to quote Sam Jackson, you know, we got people here who need work.
Yeah.
You know, what about them?
Yeah, the crazy thing to me, because I've been talking about this for a while, and not on, like, not on just black actors. Like, half the shows I enjoy, like, you know, Rick from Walking Dead is British. When I used to watch True Blood, half those people in that show, you know, were foreign. When I found out Jason Stackhouse was, like, from New Zealand or something, that shit blew my motherfucking mind. Like,
Jason Stackhouse?
Jason Stackhouse is from New Zealand.
Motherfucking Stackhouse?
Stackhouse.
Holy shit.
That nigga is Stackhouse, right? What was the name?
The basketball player, right?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right. No. True Blood, the show about vampires.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know he was from New Zealand.
What was it?
You talking about Stack?
What's a Stackhouse? What the fuck was the name of the people? I'm all fucked up. But you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. He was from New Zealand. The main character, I think, was British or something. It's like, yeah, why? When you have these roles like Rick in Walking Dead and whatever the fuck his name was. Like, these roles required accents. Idris Elba in The Wire, like,
yeah.
Why is it that, like, they shot a show about hoods in Baltimore and had to bring in a British actor?
That's what I'm saying. Really?
Like, it was impossible to find someone from this country, like, not even from Baltimore. Like,
y'all walked down that block and saw plenty of drug dealers. None of these drug dealers can play a drug dealer.
To play Stringer Bell. When I first heard Idris talk, it fucked me up. So I don't understand it across the board. Like, I definitely get what Sam is saying. Like, if you had a black actor who actually experiences, you know, America, because I think American racism and the history of racism
is different
in this country. It's different.
Right. It's profoundly different.
And it's just a part of you from day one.
These motherfuckers give no fucks. In Europe and everywhere else, they will say, "I'm racist. This is racism. Deal with it." In America, they say, "I'm not hiring you because you're black, but have a nice day." That's not racist. That's me giving you my opinion. You're just crazy if you think it's racist. Hey. You know what I mean? Stop gaslighting me, motherfucker. God damn. Admit the shit.
Hey. So talking about movies in 2007, that was dope. I'm Not Your Negro. James Baldwin said, and they got a campaign now where, like, a bunch of actors are quoting James Baldwin. And talking about Know Your Baldwin, and Sam Jack is in that one too.
Yeah.
But he was saying, anything that is faced can be changed, but
nothing can be changed until it's faced.
Mm-hmm. You know? And again, like what you said, like that's the problem here, is that people do racist shit and don't believe it's racist, and they get mad at you for saying it's racist. It'll never change until the first step is to say, you know what, that was racist.
And then once again, it goes back to what you said all of those episodes ago, and I 100% agree, and this shit is sticking with me. If we cannot find a common frame of reference, if we cannot define what the baseline is, how the fuck are we going to have a conversation?
Okay,
if I'm telling you this is inherently racist, I am a black man, and I am telling you this, what you just did and said, is inherently racist, and I'm offended, and you're telling me, No, it's not.
You're just sensitive.
We can't even have a conversation because we can't even be on the same page.
No. But yeah. So yeah, I do wonder. Okay. Yeah. I do wonder what an actor that grew up in, you know, this kind of institutional racism would have brought to that role. I don't think there was anything. Again, I didn't know he was British until it was brought up. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was British until you posted that thing of him next to Bud. And I was like, is that Bud? And I had to look them up.
And for a second, I thought it was Bud. Then I was like, no, wait, that's not Bud. And I was like, well, hell, I'm going to post this shit anyway because I thought it was funny.
You had
me. Either way, it still made me feel old.
Hey, for 2 seconds, you had me. I say I feel old because I know who Bud is. You know, but I grew up with Bud. Me and Bud probably around the same age or something. I don't know. But yeah, I feel old because of that. But could Bud have played it? What is Bud doing right now?
Bud.
Could Bud have played that role? Who else? What was the reason for casting him? Was it that he was, you know, extremely dark skinned, or he wanted an actor we wouldn't recognize? Or, because I know I've seen him in something before, though. I don't know. But I just wonder across the board, like, especially for some of these roles that require accents and are, like, region-specific, like, why do we have to go get a British actor to play a sheriff in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. With a heavy accent. But they pull off these accents, though. He just had me fooled. You know, I'm from D.C., and I never once picked up on the fact that Idris was British until I heard him talking to Lennox Lewis. And I'm like, the fuck? Did you just turn into My Fair Lady all of a sudden? What the fuck just happened? So
it looks like they wanted to see Kong at 9:45. We saw Kong. Renee's not the type to go see a movie again. I wouldn't mind going to see a movie again as long as it was Logan and not Kong. But Get Out is playing at 10:50. I don't know if I want to go to bed that late with that many racial issues on my mind. That's like, that's too much.
It's a conversation starter. You got to have a conversation about it. I mean, you read some of the things that the Fruit Loops is going to fuck you up. Motherfucking Fruit Loops is going to fuck you up.
All right, so it was some other stuff regarding that. Daniel Kaluuya, who played in Get Out, responded to Sam Jackson. His comment, though, was so back and forth. I don't even want to reread what his comment is. I mean, for the most part, I'll end that topic with saying, you know what? I can see where Sam Jackson is coming from. Should it matter as long as the role is portrayed poignantly and it profoundly changes the way that the viewer receives, I guess, the message? It shouldn't.
Yeah.
But there's people over here that need work.
Hey, I mean, I get what he was saying. Like, I wonder. Not that I saw the movie. I thought the movie was great. I still think the movie's great. Did his comments, you know, leave me with a sense of, you know, how different would it have been if it had been an American actor who, like, what little subtle things could they have thrown in there that, or could they have at all? I don't know.
All right, so I got to ask a question real quick before we go on to the next topic. So we're going back and forth. They want to plan this outing after this, right?
Yeah.
This
for tonight?
Do me and my fiance, who happen to be African-American, I'm throwing this out there for context.
All right.
Want to go see Get Out with our two white friends?
Man, you know what? I would. Like, okay, are these the white friends that I know, or are these?
Oh, yeah, you know them.
Okay. See, I can't say. Damn, this is damn shame I can't be myself. I'm a fucked up individual, because everything I want to say is wrong, and so I can't say it. But, all right. Nah, fuck it, man. I'm tired of living in these constraints. I feel like 12 years. Nah, let me not say that. That's wrong. I'm about to say I feel like 12 years a slave because I'm constantly in shackles. But that would be downplaying slavery. That would put me on Ben Carson levels. I don't want to do that. But I would have enjoyed going to see it with some white folks just for the conversation. If they do go see it, we should have them on the show and have a Get Out talk.
Yeah, could be interesting.
With some white people.
But
I find white people fascinating.
So we trying to figure that out, but right. That's on the side. So I don't know if you looked at the notes that I made for this episode, but so this I saw this, the Joe's Crab Shack thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
So a couple, I forget where they were located at. I forget where they're located. I think they were in the Rust Belt somewhere. Basically, they go to a Joe's Crab Shack, and they're sitting out at the restaurant looking at the menus, trying to order some food, order some drinks. And Joe's Crab Shack has these tables where, like, they have artwork on the table, and then I guess, like, the table is all covered up. So yeah, the artwork is, like, it's, like, laminated over it or whatever, or glossed, and it's embedded into the table. The picture that is on the table is of a white lynch mob looking on as two black males are being hanged, are being lynched. And there's a speaking bubble, a text bubble coming out of the black man's mouth that says, "All I said was I didn't like the gumbo." And that's the decoration that Joe's Crab Shack has in their restaurant. Naturally, these people were livid because, what the fuck? I'm here trying to eat at your restaurant. I'm African American, and the decoration in your restaurant is of a black person being hung and saying that they didn't like some gumbo while white people look on. That doesn't make any fucking sense. How does some shit like that even slip corporate?
It goes back to what we were saying earlier. Like, this is the most fucked up part about racism in America. Is that
they don't think it's racist.
They don't think it's racist. Somebody just thought that was a joke. That's like, a funny joke.
That's inherently fucking racist. Like, what? It's one of those things that it makes you mad, and you kind of don't know what, like, you want to say so much, but you don't know what. A fucking black man is being lynched, and you're putting that on a table. He is being lynched because he said he didn't like the gumbo. You know what that tells me? If my fish and crab legs at Joe's Crab Shack don't taste too fresh,
I better don't keep say that shit. To
keep
myself.
It to my motherfucking self. That's what that says to me.
Hey, man. Man, why it always got to be the places I like to do some fucked up shit and then I can't go back?
Man, listen, I'm off of Joe's Crab. I don't even go to Joe's Crab Shop like that, but this shit don't make me want to.
Man, I'll be looking at those advertisements. Like, man, shit's crazy. You know, being an East Coaster, man, I miss some seafood. I gotta find some good seafood. Fucking Joe's Crab Shop. But when I worked at the White House, I hate saying that. Like when I worked at the White House, but I'm just saying White House for context. I worked with one of the guys that that brought in, like, you know, if they needed a chair or a painting or something, he did the procurement of those type of items. And they used to just order stuff. It would come in, you know, to his office, and then he, you know, get it set up or, you know, framed, mounted or whatever, and put it up for him. And it was a white guy. You know, I worked there during the Bush administration, so everybody was from Texas. And so one day, you know, he calls me in his office. And he's like, man, she's like, Jared, come here. He's like, look at this. And he pulls out like a, it's like a painting, you know, it's rolled up because he hasn't mounted it yet. So he like unrolls it. And it is of like a white man on a horse walking through, you know, with the horse, like sitting on a horse overlooking a field of black people picking cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why would somebody order this and ask me to put it on the wall? Like, what? What are they thinking? I don't know what to tell you. But there are a lot of people who just don't get it. Who just, maybe that, this is a historical picture or something like this. I'm sorry, but that's the way it was. Like, we were on horses and you were in fields. Like, that's what, you know, what do you want me to say?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that motherfucking shit.
But, and I, you know, until we can reach a point where folks can say, all right, we admit it. There has been and there continues to be racism in this country. There has been a system in place specifically designed to discriminate and oppress people of color.
And until it is openly admitted, it's not going nowhere.
It's not going anywhere.
And like I said, that shit was just...
But that's the scary part about it, is that they don't see nothing wrong. They don't see it. They don't, you know. Like you said, I'd rather be around somebody who's like, I'm racist. I don't like black people. I don't want you around me. And I know, well, I don't want to be around you. Like, we understand each other. We good. But that person is like, hey, buddy. Yeah. Did you get your welfare check this week? Like that's the one I can't stand.
All right. So speaking of stupid shit.
Is your mama taking her answer?
Speaking of stupid shit and shit that won't make no good goddamn sense. Have you heard about this shit? This motherfucking guard at corrections officer at fucking Rikers Island. Fucking around with inmates. Got caught fraternizing with inmates. Sneaking contraband in or whatever. So she got placed on restrictive duty or whatever. No direct contacts with inmates. Somehow she beats that. They put her back in Gen Pop. Hosting people, like taking care of the inmates or whatever. One of the inmates, she snuck a cell phone in for him. She's like by his cell or whatever. He got the phone like propped up. She's not even like paying attention, or his friend had the phone or whatever playing with it. Anyway, she's there fraternizing with the inmate. Inmate takes a picture of her kissing the dude.
Yeah.
And the shit gets out, of course, naturally. And now it's all over the place. She basically just, she ended up retiring or whatever, resigning from her post, making $80,000 a fucking year, just shy of her 10-year mark, which means that she'd have been making $80,000 and got her promotion raise and got her full pension. Yeah. Just shy of her fucking full pension from her government fucking job. She gives all that up to kiss and fuck these dusty ass, crusty ass inmates.
Hey, love is blind.
You mean to tell me
you can't tell somebody who to love, bro?
You mean to tell me you can't find no good man? And even if you couldn't find a good man, you making $80,000 again, you couldn't find a mooching man? You couldn't find a half decent man to lie to your ass for $80,000?
She found her a good man. He just was
man. This shit, man. Listen,
hey, women like fixer uppers. They love
that was a hell of a fixer upper.
They love fixer uppers. That's how I got Tammy. I was a hard luck case. She found me in the street, gave me a home, you know, made me the man I am today.
That shit crazy. I could not believe it. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I be in an all women's prison, like, go that way. The devil don't live here. Shit. Giving up your money. Get the fuck out of here. No. As the kid's saying today, I'm all about my bag. Shoot. I don't sound right coming from me. I see that shit everywhere. Kids. I'm like, every time I look up, somebody talking about I'm all about, and then they got the money bag symbol. What?
Gotta go get that bag.
What does that even mean? Shut up.
Get that bag.
Get a job. That's what you need. Get a job. Don't even get a job. Start a career.
Start a career.
I'm all about my bag.
Be our social media intern.
Shit, we need one.
I need some help. I didn't realize it was this much work. Like, I don't have shit to say. Like, I'd be thinking of stuff to tweet. Like, it's difficult. Right? It's difficult being a public figure.
Man, I almost want to say, let's go watch Logan again. Because
it's a dope-ass movie. It's a cold-ass movie.
I don't know. And we almost run out of time. I'm just going to say this real quick. I don't know if watching Get Out is going to make me feel some type of way.
You know what? I don't think so. Well, I mean, I didn't leave that movie feeling like super. Like, that was one of the few times I went to like one of those black movies mm-hmm. and didn't leave feeling angry.
And see, my other thing is not necessarily that I feel like I'm going to be overly angry because it might be entertaining. I don't want to constantly be afraid that somebody is going to say the wrong thing or co-sign the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And then
that's a real fit.
I don't know. I don't know if I can take that. I don't know if my heart could take that tonight. I just don't know.
You might end some friendships.
Like, we just be sitting there and all of a sudden you like, I like eating my Cheerios and my milk separate too. Keep them away from each other. And I'm like, do you know what that means?
You and your Fruit Loops.
God damn it.
Damn, the Fruit Loops though, that day. I wish I would see somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Shit like that make you mad. So just because of that, if I get there and say we ordering food and she orders a steak and her steak is touching the mashed potatoes. No, I need them on opposite sides. You know what I mean? It's this little shit like that you're gonna be paying attention to.
You can't take it that far.
Listen,
I'm telling you, you ain't gonna want to be around no teacups for a little while. Like, nigga, you gonna break every teacup in the house.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of all them spoons. So, shit.
Clink a glass if you want to in here and see what happened to you.
Man, that shit crazy.
Clink that motherfucking glass one more time.
But apparently we gonna do something, so.
It's a good movie. I wanted to get all the accolades. I just yeah, I'm with you. Like hold up. People like pump the brakes.
Hey, give me
a little bit. Like,
a little bit.
Maybe you are. I believe Jordan Peele is somewhere right now. But like, all right, folks. All right. Like, thank you, but shut the fuck up.
For real. Man, this shit crazy.
Like, just pay your money, go see the movie. Don't keep overhyping it. Cause eventually somebody gonna come out and try to crucify this joint you keep. Well, what did Paul Mooney say? You like me too much, they'll take me. They motherfuckers steal you. Y'all keep telling them, y'all keep hyping this movie up, they're gonna take them.
Sir Tom said, do you get the group text?
Do I get the group text?
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I'm a quiet person. I wait. I interject. I let y'all have your conversation. Sometimes y'all,
because right, he's been talking to you. That's why.
Oh, okay.
He's been having a whole Jared conversation, and he's like, Jared, get these.
My phone is nowhere near me right now, but
I don't know.
And y'all nerd out sometimes. I let y'all have your little Mac conversations and shit like that. You know, fanboy sessions, and then I jump in every once in a while. Like, hey, if we going out, I'm ready to go. Because I was serious about Saturday. We could I was ready to get out the house.
Man, I was ready too after I dropped off Renee. I was like, come on. What everybody doing? Let's go. I finally got the okay. Yeah. I had to put some work in, but I got the okay.
Yeah, I did. I had a nice daddy day with the baby Saturday. Got out to the hair lounge. Shout out to Drew. Got out there, got my hair cut. I see Caesar was out there. I don't know if we must have missed each other. We must have either got in there before I did or after.
I don't know. Caesar just went to Drew, though. Got the OD beard hookup, man. Drew, what's good? I know I heard you're not accepting new clients. Can a brother get a cut? I need to get on the guest list. Like, I need to get on the Drew cut list. I'm sure somebody of yours had to cancel. I'll pay cash. Damn, I need a cut.
It's cash only transactions.
Man, everybody talking about you got to go to Drew, but Drew not accepting. Why the fuck you keep telling me to go to Drew if Drew not accepting nobody? Right. Shit don't mean a goddamn Caesar.
Yeah, like I think, is Drew pulling like a Supreme? Is he pulling like a Hype Beast thing?
Man, like, I don't know, but this shit crazy right now.
Like, if I'm saying I'm not taking no clients, now everybody want to be my client.
Shit got me upset.
I think Drew is pulling the Supreme. We gotta figure something out. I'm done with the high ground, and like, I'm not exploiting people, and I'm not gonna pull no dumb shit. I done had a store up for several months now, trying to sell people shirts. Ain't nobody bought the motherfucking shirts.
Gonna make them limited edition.
Nah, we about to make them limited edition. You know, I'm about to go there. Y'all didn't hear that. All right, but yeah, that's we just dragging on at this point. I think we'll cut it. It's been another episode of What Is TWS Podcast.
Baby, baby.
As always, ttcharities.org, Tavares Taylor Charities. Please check out the website. Donate if you can. Money, time, clothes, food, books, toys, whatever it is.
Or retweet.
Whatever it is you can. Just share the message. Share it with a friend. Flint, Michigan. We still at 3 years plus without clean water. Unacceptable. Let's get together with organizations like TT Charities, and let's fix this. Man, help me out. You just said his name.
Melly Mel, Jamel, yeah. Crothers. Yeah, definitely. Crothers. Right. Just released his fourth book, America Under Mind Control. Now, if you haven't heard of him, you know, look him up. Go on Amazon and just research the book, America Under Mind Control. All four of his books are up there. Books on poetry, books on social issues, dealing with injustices in America, and just basically shedding light on a number of different things. We're working with Mel now so we can get him on an episode so he actually can go more into depth and explain some of this stuff to y'all. But definitely check him out on Amazon. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, but with that said, people, be the light. Thank you for listening. 40 episodes in. Much more to come. We're going to get the YouTube channel pop. I know I've said that for like weeks now, but it is coming. We lost a bunch of episodes trying to do the video and audio, so we went back to just purely audio while we rethink that whole concept. But I think we got a concrete strategy. So the video and audio is coming, and I got plenty of ideas. We're looking for great ideas. If you have ideas for content and you just want some backing or, a sounding board or whatever, you know, if we can collab with you, let's do it. We're looking for ideas for content. We're looking to produce some original content and do some bigger and better things.
We here.
2017. Use us. So, yeah, be the light, and until the next time.
Peace.
Peace.